Hello, this is Joe.
Hi, Joe. It's Tina from Local Squash. How are you?
Hey, Tina. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I know last we spoke, you said you were traveling, so you wanted me to call back so you could unlock the payment?
Yeah. Fortunately, you caught me in my truck again.
Oh, I see.
Let me see. Hold on a second. Let me see if I can.
Sure, no problem. If it helps, we have the card stored, the one that ends in 3073, unless you wanted to use a different one.
3073. What's the amount for?
It is for $149.
I've got another card for you.
Okay, perfect. So
just for this one-time payment.
Okay, and then we'll go back and put the other one on file for future billing?
Yes.
Okay, so is it still the same billing address on Eldridge Road?
Yes.
Okay, that makes it easy. Okay, so I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
4767.
Mm-hmm.
5340.
Okay.
0143.
Okay.
5265.
Okay. Expiration?
11/26.
And the code on the back?
668.
Okay. So I'll get your authorization, and then I can go back in and put that other card on file for next month, since this is a one-time payment. Okay, good. So that one worked. I got the green light for you. So when I put the new number in, it erased the former number. So do you have it on you so I could put it in for next month?
I don't, and only because I'm in my truck.
So you're paid in full until January 7th, so as long as you call back before then, we can update it for you before it hits again on this card.
Okay.
What I'll do is I'll put the original expiration month, year, and code back in, and then that way we'll just have to update the card when you call back. Okay, so that's all good to go. Yeah, so just do me a favor and call, like I said, before your next billing, and we'll get it updated for you, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. You're welcome, Joe. Have a great rest of your week and a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, too.
Happy Holidays to you guys as well.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Okay, bye-bye.